My name is Phil Common. 3 years ago, I was a C-plus chemist working for a pharma company in Youngstown, Ohio, with a bar band that was actually good and a job that wasn't. Then I told a man in a bar that magic wasn't real. I was wrong. This is where I tell you everything that happened after. Into a box, late at night, because the box doesn't laugh. Welcome to the Common Tales. Okay, is this little light it's supposed to do that, or is that the light that means it's broken? You never tell me. 3 years and you have exactly two settings and they look identical, and I'm just supposed to know. I'm going to assume you're recording, because if I assume you're not, I have to go find the wizard. The wizard's a four-day ride, and the wizard does not like being asked about you. So, we're recording. Probably. To the one person hearing this, which is nobody. Hi. This is the Cosset, by the way. That's its name. It is not a name I picked. I described a tape recorder to a wizard. You push a button, it remembers what it hears. And somewhere in there, he heard Cosset, which is apparently his granddaughter's name, and that was that. I didn't correct him. You learn pretty fast around here that correcting a wizard is a way to spend an afternoon you're not getting back. So it's the Cosset now. Forever. Good night, sweetheart. I do this when I can't sleep, which lately is most nights. I've had, let's call it a responsible amount of mead. I've had an irresponsible amount of mead. And there's a thing that happens at the bottom of the cup where I need to say stuff out loud to something that won't laugh or throw a coin or ask me to do the dragon voice. So, you, the box. Tonight, I want to tell the start of it, the night I got here. I've never said the whole thing in order, because saying it in order makes it real, and I'm usually too busy making it funny. But it's late, and you're not real, so here's the night I arrived. Picture a bar, not a tavern, a bar. Federal Plaza, Youngstown, Ohio, Tuesday in March. And if you don't know what any of those words mean, that's fine. That's the whole problem of my life. Just hold them loosely. It's a Tuesday, so it's two-thirds empty, which for this place is basically a crowd. There's a guy named Kaz behind the bar who's known me since I was old enough to be in there legally, and a couple years before that, if we're honest. And there are these screens on the wall, glowing rectangles. They show you things from far away. Don't worry about it. All showing the news. And the news was starting to be a thing. Couple of sick people in the state. Two, I think. Couple cases on the TV. And people were, okay, this will sound insane, panic buying toilet paper. The hardware store put up a sign, limit two. And I thought it was funny. I want that on the record. I was ordering Coronas, that's a beer, comes with a lime jammed in the neck, ordering them as a bit. Corona, get it? I thought I was the cleverest man in Northeast Ohio. Kaz kept putting the lime in because Kaz is a professional and a bit's a bit. And I'm sitting there, 24 years old, 4 miles from the hospital I was born in, chemistry degree I barely earned, job at a company that made blood pressure medicine and then made a second blood pressure medicine. That's the whole company. That's the dream. Played bass in a bar band in college. We were called the Covalent Bonds, which, no, not my idea. But I could play. That part I never got wrong. I knew how to stand in front of a room and feel whether the room was with me. Hold that thought. That one matters later more than the degree ever did. So that's me. Funny guy, average everything, made his peace with average. And I turn on my stool, and three seats down, there's this man in a t-shirt, a shirt with words printed on it. And the words say, "The magic is real." Yeah. Now, I had a system for bar strangers, years of field work, and I filed this guy under, probably interesting, definitely not trouble. The shirt said one of two things. Either he plays the dice game I quit after one night in college, or he's into crystals. Harmless either way. He's got this amber drink he's not really drinking, and he's not watching the screens, not watching the door. Something about him like a guy at a train station who already knows which train and isn't in a hurry about it. Everybody else in a bar is killing time or going somewhere. This guy looked like he'd already arrived. So I ask him, "I gotta ask, is that from something?" And he goes, "It's from me. I had it printed." And I go, so you believe in magic? And he says, yes, just yes. The way you'd say, I drink coffee, or I'm from Ohio, like a fact about the weather. His name's Aldrin, by the way. I'm not going to get into Aldrin. Aldrin is his own four episodes, and I'm not drunk enough or sober enough for it. The guy in the t-shirt. We'll leave it there. And here's where I want you to understand something about who I was, because I cannot leave an argument alone. Put me near a claim I think is shaky, and I have to put my oar in. Always felt like leaving it alone was bad science. So I settle into the stool. I tell him, I've had this argument before. Let me make sure I give you the good version of my side. And I go into the whole thing, the chemistry degree speech. I'd done it before, at parties, to people who did not ask. The universe runs on rules, man. Conservation of energy. You can't get more out of a system than you put in. 4 years I spent learning how the world works, the level where the little pieces are, and the answer is rules, all the way down. Fireworks look like magic. A good magician looks like magic. What you're actually looking at is chemistry and physics, and a guy who practiced really, really hard. And the whole time, this man is just listening. Drink, untouched. Real attention. The kind that's almost a courtesy, like he's been in a lot of rooms and learned that being still is a way of being polite. And then he asks me, and I hated it. I hated how good it was. He goes, what would change your mind? Which is the right question. That's the question you ask if you actually want to win. And I knew it, and it annoyed me. So I say, fine, evidence, real, reproducible, peer-reviewed evidence of something that can't be explained by physical law. And he goes, soft, real friendly, has the absence of that evidence convinced you it doesn't exist? Or just that it hasn't been measured yet? And I'm going, okay, philosophically, I'm not a hardliner about it. I'm agnostic. I don't think magic's real, but I wouldn't bet my life on it. And he says, pleasant as anything, you kind of are. And I laughed. I did. I said, that's a very ominous thing to say. And he goes, sorry, force of habit. Force of habit. I should have, you know what? Hindsight. Hindsight is the cheapest beer in the cooler. So I keep going, because of course I do. I give him the closer. People want magic to be real because reality is a lot. The rules don't care what you deserve. Good people get sick. Smart people don't get the thing they worked for. The world just grinds along on physics and probability, and magic would mean there's something underneath it that bends toward what you want. A shortcut through the rules. And I look at him and I say, but there isn't. I've looked. I'm a chemistry guy. If something were bending the rules, somebody's equipment would have noticed by now. And listen to me say that to that guy in that shirt. God. And he doesn't argue. That's the thing I keep coming back to. He doesn't argue. He just moves a couple stools closer, the natural way you do, and starts asking me about me, where I'm from, why chemistry. And I tell him, I liked it at 16. You put two things together and get a third thing that wasn't there. Felt like a superpower. Then it became a job, and the job killed it. And he says, I do. Like he knows exactly. And I tell him about the band, the bass, the singing, knowing how a room feels. And he says, I know what you mean about a room. With this. Certainty. Caught me for half a second. And then he asks it, real gentle. You've never thought about being somewhere else entirely? And I go, what, Columbus? And he smiles and says, somewhere farther. And I gave him the answer everybody gives. Rent, the job, gravity, you know, the stuff that keeps you where you are. Gravity. I said gravity. So he lets it sit, and then he looks at me. And I've been watched, okay? I've played in front of rooms. I know what being looked at is. And this was not that. This was more like being read. Like somebody turned up a light I didn't know was in the room. And he goes, real simple. So you don't believe in magic? Not a question, not even a challenge anymore, just confirming a fact. And I said, no. I said, No, I really don't. I'm sorry, that's where I land. I've been inside the actual structure of things, and there's no room in there for anything that doesn't follow the rules. And I reach for my beer, cold bottle, sweating a little, label peeling at the bottom the way they always do, my fingers closed around it. So, you don't believe in magic, Phil? That's where I'm going to leave that part. You can sit in the half second with me. I've been sitting in it for 3 years. This part of the recording is brought to you by Rurik's Forge. Listen, I've watched a lot of people try to sell you things in my life. Where I'm from, that was most the day. So believe me when I tell you, Rurik's Stone Brand does not advertise. I'm advertising. He doesn't know I'm doing this. The man is built like a barrel that learned a trade. Arms like bridge cables. Hands that have been shaping metal longer than I've been alive. And I checked. That math is rude. If it's a blade, a hinge, a horseshoe, a kettle, or a thing you don't have a word for yet, Rurik will make it, and it will outlive you, and it will be quietly better than you deserve. No enchantments, no runes that hum. He thinks that's a gimmick. And between us, he's right. Just iron, fire, and a dwarf who does it correctly the first time and lets you feel bad for ever doubting him. Rurik's Forge. He won't say it, so I will. Tell him Phil sent you. Actually, don't. He'll know I did this. Just go. Here's the part nobody tells you about waking up somewhere impossible. It's boring. It's not a flash. It's not a tunnel of light. It's like the gap between a song ending and the next one starting. That little nothing you don't notice till it's over. 1 second there's a bar, then there's no bar. And the last clear thought I had, I swear to you, was I left a full beer on that counter. I did not at the time find that funny. I find it a little funny now. And then it's cold and it's dark and it's here, wherever here is. And I want to be honest with you, Box, because you won't repeat it. I did not handle it well. There's a version of this story where I'm clever and brave from minute one, and that version's a lie I tell in taverns for coins. The truth is, the first stretch was bad. I drank. A lot. Not a bit this time. I was disoriented and scared and grieving a Tuesday I didn't even like that much, and I talked to the dark and it felt like the dark talked back. That's about as far as I'll go on that tonight. And then, and this is the stupidest, truest thing about my whole life, it turned around by accident. I was drunk one night in a tavern, running my mouth about home, about cars, metal carriages that go 50 miles an hour and you don't feed them anything, about boxes that show you a person who isn't there talking, about a man who will bring hot food to your door because you asked a different box nicely, about SportsCenter. I'm describing SportsCenter to a room of farmers and sellswords like it's the Odyssey. And they went quiet, and then they leaned in, and I thought I was being laughed at, and I wasn't. They thought I was the most creative storyteller they had ever heard in their lives. And when I finally shut up and looked down, there was a little pile of copper on the table in front of me. People had been throwing coins at me for telling them about pizza. I woke up the next day with a headache and a fortune in pocket change and a reputation I did not ask for. And here's the thing I didn't see for a long time. My whole life back home, I was the adjacent guy. Not quite smart enough for the school I wanted. Not quite passionate enough about the work. Always the lesser version of where I was trying to get. And here, the one thing I am, the charming guy who's seen every movie ever made and remembers all of it, that thing is enough. For the first time, exactly enough. The coping turned into a calling, and I never even caught it happening. Oh, and I have to tell you the dumbest part, because it's been sitting with me. All this time, all these taverns, all these stories, I thought I was speaking English. I mean, I figured everyone here just also spoke English, which, when you say it out loud, is insane. But it never once snagged. Everybody understood me. I understood everybody. It felt like English. It worked like English. So why would I? Anyway, I'm sure that's nothing. I'm sure it means nothing at all. Hang on, let me get the loot. This next one isn't for coins. Nobody throws coins for this one. This one I only ever play for you, and you're a box, so.
I learned the ropes by walking them wrong. I learned the words by getting them wrong too. Woke up one morning 1,000 miles long from a bar stool and a beer I never drank through. The bread tastes like bread, the rain falls like rain. The strangers all answer when I say hello. And I keep waiting to wake up again in the gray little town that I used to know. So pour me the mead, I'll sing for my keep. I'll tell you of dragons and $10 pies. It's a world I don't belong to, but the moon's looking honest tonight in these skies. It's a world I don't belong to. Months I drowned, won't pretend that I didn't. I talked to the dark and the dark talked back. Then somebody laughed and threw copper and hidden. And all that I'd lost was the one thing I had. Funny how a man finds his feet on the floor of a place he never once asked to be. Funny how the door you were thrown through can be the first door that ever opened for me. So pour me the mead, I'll sing for my keep. I'll tell you of dragons and $10 pies. It's a world I don't belong to, but the moon's looking honest tonight in these skies. It's a world I don't belong to.
The ending always gets me. I keep meaning to fix the yet. 3 years, and I haven't fixed the yet. I think I don't want to. It's late, the cup's empty, which is the cup's way of telling me to wrap it up. I'll tell you the thing I think about right before I sleep, and then I'm going to stop because it's not a thing I like holding very long. I wonder if anybody back there noticed. If there's a guy named Dennis who looked at the empty stool at the pharma company and thought, huh, where's Phil? Or if I just closed over, like the gap between two songs. Like I left a full beer on the bar and the room kept going and nobody did the toilet paper math about me. I don't know. I'm not going to answer it. That's not tonight's job. Good night, Kazit. Don't give me the light that might mean broken. Give me the other one. That's the same light. You're doing it on purpose.